You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi. Welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. Today, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, the holiday where we gather our families to give thanks for our many blessings. It's also the holiday when your nephew comes home from college with a lot of new woke ideas. I don't give a damn what you say, Theodore. I don't think dolphins should get to vote. They don't even have hands. Anyway, what many people don't know about Thanksgiving is that from the very beginning, black people have been involved in this American tradition. In fact, one of the first pilgrims who came to America was black. We don't know this man's name because the ship's records only describe him as a blackamoor, a term used to describe someone with dark skin from North Africa. In other words, blackamoor was the pilgrim's way of saying, that black guy. Back then, there were so few black people in America that everyone knew who you were talking about. Today, that would only work in Seattle. Now, food is another area of Thanksgiving where black people have made major contributions. Black people such as James Hemings, who trained as a chef in France, but unfortunately in America, he was one of Thomas Jefferson's slaves. James introduced the dish that we all know and love today, macaroni and cheese. Everyone knew about macaroni, but no one ever thought to throw cheese on top of it. And thanks to James Hemings, we now know that anything tastes better if you just add cheese. Macaroni, potatoes, French fries, hamburgers, I add cheese to everything. My doctor says I got 5 years to live. But it's gonna be a delicious 5 years. Finally, what would a Thanksgiving Day celebration be without football? A beautiful tradition that allows you to spend time with your family without having to actually talk to them. And even Thanksgiving football is a tradition that involves black people from the very beginning. In fact, the first NFL game played on Thanksgiving in 1920 featured Fritz Pollard, who led his team to victory. Even more impressive, Fritz went on to coach the team, fulfilling a dream that every black man has had for hundreds of years, yelling at white people and getting paid for it. Interesting fact, my great uncle Bebo was also a part of that historic Thanksgiving game. He was the goalpost. It's good, Bebo. Well, that's our Thanksgiving episode. And from all of us at CP Time, happy holidays to you and yours. And remember, we're for the culture. Ooh, I wonder if this will taste good with cheese on it. Mm-mm. 4 more years.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived. Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.